This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, live in Studio 1A with a really great band that just put out a wonderful debut album. The band's called Whitney, played a sold-out show at the Sidewinder on Friday night, and they're live with us in Studio 1A. Welcome, guys.
What's up?
Hey. Well, let's get into it. Let's hear a song. What do you want to start out with?
We're going to do No Woman.
That's Whitney, live in KUTX's Studio 1A with a great song called No Woman off their debut album Light Upon the Lake, which is out now. Really excited to have these guys in Studio 1A. Once again, welcome here. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. And as I said, a debut album that we've been playing a lot here at KUTX, and it came out in June, and it's kind of just the perfect summer record. We have just been loving it here in Texas, where it's 100 degrees pretty much every single day in the summer. Was that kind of the intention going in, to kind of create kind of the summer record, kind of real bright sounding record?
Not at all. I think it's just like the nature of the melodies that we write, like both on guitar or, I mean, keys or any instrument vocally. Yeah, this one just happened to have like a little bit more like sad lyrical content.
Right. I mean, it's kind of balanced out that way.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think maybe as like winter rolls around or fall or whatever, like people realize that it's a double-edged sword a little bit.
A man for all seasons, I guess. I'm speaking with Julian Ehrlich, the drummer and singer for Whitney. Now, y'all are based in L.A. now, but originally from Chicago. Is that correct?
We tracked the record in L.A.
Okay.
I guess we're based in Chicago. We really, like, none of us have homes there or, like, leases or anything. But we have family there.
Yeah.
And friends, so.
So you originally wrote the record in Chicago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay. And it's kind of interesting seeing y'all set up here in Studio 1A, and we'll have video of this later on at our website, but y'all are kind of ranged in a circle here. Were the songs kind of, did they come up out of jam sessions, or was it more of kind of an individual thing?
It was more like Max and I wrote like the foundation of like all the songs kind of like pacing around our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So like not like this at all, but maybe like one or two of them grew out of jams. But this is how we practice, so you know, for everyone watching these videos, this is an intimate take.
It is. It seems very democratic here, with everybody kind of arranged here in a circle. It's also not often we get too many drummers that also sing lead. You know, the one that comes to mind for me is, of course, LaVon Helm from the band. Is that an influence on Whitney?
Boom. Yeah.
Is that the one?
That's the, yeah. Well, at least for like the live performance and stuff. I didn't really write any of the vocals, or not many of the vocals while behind the kit, but yeah, I don't know. I just think he's like such a beautiful live performer. It's insane. Mm-hmm. I try to be half as good as him.
What were some of the other musical influences when you're either writing or recording the record?
Max and I both fell in love with this dude, Jim Ford. He was like an LA party dude. But yeah, he just wrote like some beautiful records, some like crazy B-sides that like I can't believe they even like made it on record, but they're so like weird and quirky. Yeah, to anyone listening to this, you should check him out for sure.
Yeah, he if I'm not mistaken, I think he played with Sly Stone back in the day, Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, he wrote for who else too? Bobby Womack.
Well, that's interesting, because in your sound, I definitely hear kind of this meeting of country and soul. It is kind of feels kind of that 60s, 70s era when those two were not that different from each other. They kind of joined forces in that way.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Whitney is the band live in Studio 1A with us here on KUTX. The debut album is out now, called Light Upon the Lake. Well, guys, let's hear another song. What do y'all want to play?
This one's called No Matter Where We Go.
I got you holding on.
Whitney, live in KUTX's Studio 1A with a wonderful song called No Matter Where We Go, and that's off their debut album, Light Upon the Lake, which is out now. They've already played a sold-out show at the Sidewinder, but please go check out that record, Light Upon the Lake. The band's called Whitney. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. And we will have a video of this performance up on our website, kutx.org. In the not-too-distant future, and I want to thank Charles Glanders and Jake Perlman. They were the sound engineers for this session, and I'm Art Levy. This is KUTX 98.9.